Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It was certainly a celebratory environment at Michigan Stadium on Saturday as the Wolverines posted a third consecutive shutout, and you can be sure the Big House will be rocking this coming Saturday when Michigan State comes to town. The stadium is a special place to be, especially when Michigan is winning. But have you ever lingered after a game and seen the stadium when it's nearly empty? Empty might be the wrong word. That's because it's filled with tons. I mean literally tons of trash. The good news is the U of M is dealing with it better than ever, and there are plans in place to get even better. Dare we say a Michigan game day might one day become a zero-waste event? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to talk with Tracy Artley this morning. Tracy is Sustainability Coordinator in the U of M's Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling. Tracy, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, David. Thank you so much for having me.
When I say literally tons of trash are being generated on a game day at Michigan Stadium, how much tonnage are we talking about?
Absolutely. So far this season, the first three games, we've looked at about 5 to 6 tons of trash actually going to a landfill each game. So it's quite a bit.
That's going to the landfill. How much is being kept out of the landfill so far?
Sure. We are running right around 2 to over 3, 3.5 tons per game then going to being diverted to recycling.
So we're a little bit under 50% at this point in the process, right?
Yes.
Now, that's still an improvement over years past, even within the past couple of years.
Absolutely. We have been working harder and harder with athletics as well as a variety of student groups and different outreach methods to try to increase the rate at which fans are recycling at home games.
What is the biggest barrier to getting to something close to zero waste?
The biggest... So, zero waste. When people think of zero waste, they typically think of adding composting, so food waste composting, the compostable plates and cups and forks and knives. And the biggest barrier with implementing that at any event is understanding and setting the system up so that we have no contamination in with those compostables. Any contamination would be anything that's not going to break down in a compost site.
And that is very difficult to monitor when you have 110,000 people walking the concourses, right?
Absolutely. It's very hard to monitor there. It's very hard to monitor at a smaller event as well. Unfortunately, we are all fortunately, we are all kind of spoiled by recycling. Recycling, in most cases, has some allowance for some contaminants because there's machinery and people who sort through co-collected recyclables to get those items out. That infrastructure at this time does not exist for composting. So many times that, good old-fashioned plastic cup that ends up in a compost bin that's not going to break down either has to be removed at the compost site, which increases labor costs on their part, or if it's missed and it's shredded up along with all of the compostables, it leaves little bits of plastic into the compost, which then decreases the value of that compost for the compost site. I don't know too many gardeners or farmers who would want to put that all over their their beds.
Certainly understand that. But the vendor for Michigan Stadium, anyway, is Sodexo, correct?
For a lot of their food service, yes.
Is there not a way to work with a contractor and build that in, wherein they become at least partially responsible for that monitoring the compostable materials?
Sure, and that would be a conversation that the athletic department and Sodexo would have to have. There's not only just Sodexo there. There's a lot of other food service establishments at the stadium, so it's making sure that every single smaller food service stand that's there is a part of the program, has the buy-in. And then on top of that, it really is engaging the fans. If you can believe it, when fans come to a football game, one of the last things they're thinking about is what they're doing with their waste.
A lot of it's just on the floor under our feet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, it's understandable. I would love it if every person was always conscious of where their waste is going, but in reality, that doesn't happen. So getting people's attention, even if everyone just left it right by their feet and we had folks who could sort it then, it would be great. But when they do go to use, you know, a recycling bin or a trash bin, often mistakes are made. So we, you know, as the Waste Reduction Recycling Office, we want to be really mindful of, as we try to divert more waste, how we can really get the attention of the fans to do that properly.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking waste reduction and sustainability at Michigan Stadium with Tracy Artley. Tracy is Sustainability Coordinator in the U of M's Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling. As we move towards improved recycling and composting and more closely to that zero waste goal, ultimately, we can look at other universities and other stadiums of similar size. Ohio Stadium in Columbus is at about 95%, which allows it to qualify as zero waste. What lessons can we take from others who may be a little further ahead in the process?
Well, I have to be careful here, is not to to throw too much shade at our fellow stadium.
I know bringing that up anywhere in this area is very dangerous. My dad played at Ohio State, and I catch it all the time.
I can only imagine. So Ohio State is great, and that's often people often point at their program at their stadium because it's similar in size and things like that. In the Columbus area, they have different outlets and different systems available to them than we have here in the Ann Arbor area. You know, for instance, Ohio State is working with a prison to have some of the inmates there work through some of their waste. Additionally, reporting can be interesting if you only report on a certain portion of a stadium and say, yes, we are diverting, you know, 90%, 95%, what have you here, but not including things like restrooms, for instance.
So what we're saying is, without saying it publicly, is that 95% may not really be 95%.
It may or it may not, and I'm certainly not there to do it. But it's a great goal to have, and it's a goal that our office, Waste Reduction and Recycling Office, has. I know there's support across campus for doing it. We need to do it right and get our program set up and find the partners and figure out how to do it right. The worst thing we could do is, launch into this, we are zero waste, and then not do it the right way. So we like to say that we're continuously working towards zero waste.
And are you looking for those kinds of partnerships that might allow for something greater than where we are today?
Always. Always. Absolutely. We're always talking with groups and benchmarking against other schools and calling their waste folks over there and saying, how are you doing this? How are you getting, for instance, all this student engagement? What's working for you? What have you tried that doesn't work?
Well, let me ask you this. Once again, as it usually does, and you've touched on it several times already during the course of our conversation, it comes down to individual responsibility. For the 111,000 that are expected to show up next weekend at Michigan Stadium, what would you ask them to do that they might not ordinarily do?
That is a great question. I would ask those fans to take their waste with them out of the stands and pay attention to the recycling bins that we have on the concourse. It's been great. A student group called Net Impact, which is here on campus, very dedicated towards sustainability, redid the labeling we have on our bins and kind of...
It's more clear.
Absolutely, and it looks fresher. So pay attention to those. Take a look at all the great things that you can recycle. You know, you've eaten all your popcorn, put your popcorn box in there. Put your, unwanted plastic cups in there. And don't just throw it into the closest trash can that you see available to you.
Good advice. Tracy, I thank you so much for your time, and don't tell any of my friends in Columbus, but go blue.
I will not tell anyone. Thank you so much.
That is Tracy Artley. She is our Issues of the Environment guest. She is Sustainability Coordinator in the U of M's Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling. I'm David Fair, and we do thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature and produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. You hear it each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.